The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then back on. Okay. So what I'd like to explore today is kind of, it follows from a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago I talked about working with aversion in our practice, working with difficult mind states, and how to explore that. And one of the main instructions around working with aversion is to see if you can take your attention out of the thing you don't like, the thing that you're averse to, and turn towards the experience of aversion. So we talked about that quite a bit, that shifting, turning towards aversion. And I mentioned looking at it in your body, and a couple of people came up afterwards and said, well, how do you do that? How do you explore it in your body? And so what I thought I'd talk about today is a little bit more in depth about what it means to be aware in the body, what it means to be mindful of the body. This is a huge part of our practice, and I know for myself, when I first started meditating, you know, I really lived my life from here up, you know, from my neck up. I didn't really have much of a sense of what bodily experience was, what it meant to be aware of bodily experience. I knew what I was thinking about, but how that impacted my body, I was much less cognizant of. So the exploration of body for me was a huge challenge. It was difficult for me, and it has been one of the most productive aspects of my meditation practice. The body is actually a pretty sensitive receiver of experience. There's all kinds of things going on in our body, aside from kind of the obvious, like pressure on your butt. You know, you all are having that experience right now pretty much. I think, yeah, you're all sitting down, so you're all experiencing some kind of pressure on your buttocks. You can feel that. There's kind of perhaps the sensations of your clothes or the contact of your hands. So there's kind of the obvious, more obvious kinds of sensations, but there's an awful lot of other sensations as well that kind of function almost like a radar. Our system, our bodily system almost functions like a radar, a very sensitive radar receiver of experience. And when we can begin to tune into that world, it's as if we're getting a lot of information from the world in a completely new way or in a nonverbal way. So much of the way we relate to the world comes through our thoughts and our ideas, our views, our beliefs, our concepts. And there's an awful lot of other information that's coming into our world that we're not so cognizant of if we're not attuned to our body. So for me, this was a big exploration, a learning of how to become attuned to my body. And it took time. It wasn't so easy. So I want to explore that a little bit tonight with you, a little bit of the kind of sensation of the body. I sometimes talk about it as the language of the body, the way our body speaks to us. There's a kind of a physical sensation level of communication that happens from our bodies. So I want to explore those that kind of language with you. So the Buddha talked about the mindfulness of the body as being an important aspect of our meditation practice. He gave a discourse, a teaching about four different areas where it's really helpful to bring mindfulness to. The body being one of those areas, feeling the basic level of whether things are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral being another area. The mind being another area. And then kind of the relationships between things being a fourth area. I won't go into these last three too much today, but I will say that he really emphasized the body as a field of meditation practice. And it is the first meditation instruction in that discourse. So it gives some sense of the importance of it as a place to begin, as a place to connect with. And for me, I think this was pretty important to begin to connect with the body. Now, if we're connecting with the body in the present moment, if we're aware of what our body is doing, we are aware in the present moment. And it's a pretty obvious set of experiences compared to the other three areas. The body is the most obvious of those foundations, of those areas that the Buddha pointed to pay attention to. So he, I think in a way it makes sense. He's starting from the most obvious and then moving as he goes to more and more subtle kinds of meditation explorations. So the body being a big aspect of what the Buddha had to teach. And in the exploration of the body, he gave a lot of different ways in there. He said we can approach being aware of the body through the breathing, and we did that some in the guided meditation. He said we can approach it through our posture, so just knowing that we're sitting and knowing that we're sitting, standing, knowing that we're standing, walking and knowing that we're walking, very simply, lying down and knowing that we're lying down. He suggests we could explore it through daily activities, through knowing that we're reaching or bending or walking or talking or keeping silent, or he even said urinating and defecating in there. So, you know, just whatever our daily activities are, just knowing what is happening with our body in our day. Another exploration he gave is the one that I'd like to look at today. The language he used was kind of specific to his time, but I'll offer it to you. He talked about being aware of the elemental experience in our body. So the elemental experience in the Indian physical world, they broke down the physical world into four kinds of elements. And these will be familiar to you: earth, air, fire, and water. So the Buddha said that we can experience or know earth element, fire element, water element, and air element, earth, air, fire, and water elements in our physical experience. So that sounds a little obscure, perhaps, initially, but the commentaries actually relate it to sensate experience. So, for instance, earth is hardness, density, weight, that kind of thing, just the solidity of our body. So as I talk through these, just you might notice, you know, earth element, just your body sitting here, the kind of the weight of your body, perhaps the firmness. You might feel particularly firmness or hardness where your buttocks hits the chair or where your feet or legs hit the ground. You might feel some hardness there. You might also maybe have a sense of the solidity of the structure of your skeleton. Sometimes a little, just popping that notion of the skeleton into the mind can give you a sense of, yeah, there actually is hard stuff in there. You know, it's something's keeping me upright. So that's a little about earth element. The hardness, the solidity, firmness, density. Just earth, sitting on earth, the mass of the body. Then air element is the element of movement. So there's kind of obvious movement, perhaps, you know, for me, with my body unsupported, there's a little bit of swaying happening. I feel that. There's the breath, the movement of the breath, which is air. And that's really connected to air. You're taking air into your body, and it's going out. So there's that movement in and out. There's the expansion, the contraction of your rib cage, that movement. You might be able to feel that. If you move your body, that movement also is counted as air. So that movement of my arm is air element. You might also notice perhaps in the body itself, put your attention in your hand. It's easier to feel in your hand perhaps. So just letting your attention rest in your hand for a moment. Maybe even holding it out. You know, and putting your attention in your hand. You might feel vibration. Pulsing. Tingling. That kind of sensation is also air element. Anything that has any kind of vibratory movement quality to it. So that's earth and air. Fire is the element of temperature. So we feel hot, cold. So in your hand, you might notice some temperature. The temperature in the room's pretty comfortable, so I'm not particularly noticing hot or cold in my hand. Some ways to rub your hands together like this. Try this. You may feel heat being generated. So that's heat. So they're all along the range, heat to coolness. And then water element. Water element is not as clear perhaps, but it's available in the mouth. If you kind of get a sense of the saliva in your mouth. One way to get a sense of this is to run your tongue over your teeth. And the slippery quality is a manifestation of the water element. Another manifestation of water is stickiness. So try, you know, blowing into your two hands, then pushing your hands together. And then slowly pulling them apart. There'll be a little bit of stickiness there. You can feel that when you're walking barefoot on a floor on a warm day. You can feel your foot stick to the floor. That's water element. So all of the sensations we have in our all of the touch sensations that we have through our skin, in our muscles, can be kind of categorized into one of these four areas. So tightness, tension, burning, those kinds of sensation might be associated with pain, for example. Tightness, tension, they're kind of an earthy kind of thing, although they could also be tightness and tension. Actually, when I work with this, I don't worry so much about what they are, which category they fall into. I mostly explore what are the actual sensations. So I'm going to read you some sensations, and we'll see if you can maybe connect to some of this. So weight, heaviness, in your body, hardness, softness. Where might you feel softness? Maybe your lips touching. That could be soft. Vibration. Again, putting your attention in your hands to feel that one. Tingling. Pulsing. Movement. Try moving your body and just knowing that you're moving. Heat, coolness. Tension. Tightness. Pressure. Fluidity. Stickiness. So all of our physical experience is in this terrain, in this earth, air, fire, water terrain. It's really helpful to get familiar with the sensations of the body. Partly because, for several reasons, partly because we're unfamiliar, often unfamiliar with this terrain. But the other part is that we actually respond and react to this physical experience, but we aren't necessarily so cognizant of what it is we're responding or reacting to. So we might think we are reacting to pain, for instance. And, you know, certainly there is, you know, there is pain in our body. There's the unpleasantness, perhaps, of pain. But a lot of what we're reacting to there is not only the unpleasantness, that's a big part of what we're reacting to, but we're reacting also to the idea that there's pain. So there's this concept of pain that we're reacting to. And when we actually begin to explore what is the actual sensation, we might begin to see, well, actually, the sensations are, well, there's tightness, there's tension, there's aching. Maybe there's a sharp stabbing from time to time. But when we actually connect to the sensation, maybe we discover it's not so much pain as we thought it was. Certainly we react to our experience, and that reaction, the not liking, the aversion that I talked about a couple weeks ago, that aversion exacerbates our unpleasantness. If there's unpleasant situation that we're reacting to, say a pain in the knee, if we're averse to it, then we've got an unpleasant mind state and an unpleasant body state that multiply each other. And the body feels worse because the mind is reactive. So partly this exploration of the body begins to give us a sense of what is actually happening in our body. Below the level of concept, below the ideas, below the beliefs, below the opinions and views and agendas around what's happening, which is largely where we react. We react because we think this is bad or this is wrong or this is a problem or, oh my God, I've got some disease or something, as opposed to really actually noticing what is the actual sensation. So this is a big place to explore, a big learning for us to see, can we actually notice the direct sensations? What is it? What is actually happening in our body? What's going on there? The actual sensations in our body and the reaction to those sensations are two different things. Now, sometimes the reaction can happen quickly. You know, we have some sensation. I'll talk about itches. Itches are they're something that I think pretty uniformly drive people nuts, but they're generally not dangerous. So we can talk about itches without too much extra reactivity, perhaps. So suppose you have an itch, and maybe just my mentioning the word itch makes an itch appear. I mean, it did for me. There's one right there right now. I noticed it happened just as I mentioned the word itch. So there's an itch, perhaps. Maybe you can notice an itch. And then what is the experience of itching? What is that sensation? It's a pretty small sensation, actually, when I come into it. It's for me, when I come right into it, that space on my face that popped in when I mentioned itch, it's like a little buzz, a little tiny buzzing sensation, a little vibrating sensation that comes and goes. So there's the itch. There's that actual sensation of the itch. And then there's the mind that is driven nuts by the itch. If you don't scratch it, often the mind will go kind of crazy. It's like this drives me nuts. I have to itch this. Well, we don't actually have to itch it. And part of the way this is a great exploration we can make, because we know, we can tell ourselves, it's not going to kill me to not scratch this itch. You know, it's not even going to damage my body to not scratch this itch. It is just going to be a little bit annoying, or maybe a lot annoying. And so we really get to see the difference between the sensation and the mind's reaction. So if we explore this back and forth, if we explore, okay, there's that sensation. What is the sensation? And then we feel this welling up inside, maybe this whole kind of clenching inside, this like, oh, gotta scratch that itch. Oh, it drives me nuts. And there's a whole extra thing happening there. So we see the itch, and then there's the reaction to the itch. So that's one piece. We get to see that there's a distinction between the sensation and our reaction. The reaction, another place this is very interesting to see, to explore, is that the reaction itself then often has a lot of physical sensation in it too. And this is one of the ways that we begin to explore our reactivity rather than simply knowing or saying, I'm being driven nuts by this itch. Can we explore, well, what is it? What is the physical experience of being driven nuts by this itch? And for me, there's a kind of the tensing and tightening throughout the body, a gripping, perhaps, kind of thing. So there's the itch, which is one thing. There's the reaction to the itch, which has a mental component to it. It's our mind kind of driving a reactivity. And then that mental reaction in turn produces more physical sensations that we can be aware of. So learning this distinction between what's actually happening in our reaction to it is a big part of this exploration around learning what our physical sensations are. Seeing what is the language of our physical body. And we can see that itch and the whole clenching in our stomach, they're not the same thing. They're different. They're different experiences. And if you're willing to explore this with an itch, try sometime, if you have an itch, give yourself a minute to not scratch that itch. Just a minute. Just 1 minute. And see if you can recognize the sensations of the itch and any reactivity to it and what sensations there are in that reactivity. So just exploring that. You might notice that the reactivity, if you hang out with it for a little while, you might notice perhaps, a minute might not be long enough, but you might notice that the reactivity might come and go a little bit. And then you'll see something completely different about how the mental reactivity is the main thing that's driving us nuts. It's actually not the itch that's driving us nuts. It's our mind reacting to the itch that's driving us nuts. And we begin to actually recognize that if we're willing to explore this sensation reactivity back and forth. We can also do this around pain, but I like to recommend that people be careful with pain. We can, We need to make sure we're not damaging our bodies if we're observing pain. I mean, there can be postures that we sit in that cause, you know, tearing to the knee or something. But I mean, the length of time we're sitting here generally isn't long enough to damage the body. But there are times that it's not helpful to just bear through pain. But it we can also do something similar in terms of exploring pain. You know, just say, okay, am I willing to sit with this pain for 2 minutes and see what's the difference between the actual sensations and the reactivity? And begin to recognize the way that the reactivity exacerbates the situation. When the reactivity is not there, there's just the unpleasant physical sensation. And when that is clear, we can then perhaps recognize, oh yeah, that kind of sensation, that I need to move for. Or, well, that kind of sensation, that's just unpleasant. It's not even that unpleasant. It was more my mind driving me nuts about that one. So we can explore that a little bit. Another interesting area around sensations is to begin to recognize the distinction between sensation and concept. This is, we live so much of our lives through our ideas, through our concepts, and not so much through the actual experience that we're having. So we have an idea about what's happening. And that's how we're relating to the experience, not so much through the actual experience itself. Now this I'll give you an example in a very simple way around this. Again, you're going to use your hand again. So put your attention in your hand again and feel the experience of the hand, the vibration, the tingling. And actually, close your eyes for this part. Don't look at your hand. Just close your eyes and feel the hand. The pulsing, the pressure perhaps, coolness or heat. There's actually quite a lot of sensation in the hand. And it might actually have the experience of not really being so clear about what the outline of your hand is when you're not looking at it. It's just kind of sensation there floating in space. Just a sensation. And now open your eyes and look at your hand and think about it as a hand and what it does for you. You know, it reaches out for things and it touches things and it opens and closes, and it's got a lot of sensation to it. And as you're thinking about it as a hand, is the experience that you were having before, is it quite as obvious to you, the actual sensation level of the hand? For me, when I think about it as a hand, it's like it puts a layer between me and the sensation that I was experiencing. And that's a kind of a demonstration of how concepts work for us. That we think about our bodies in this way. We think about our hands, we think about our legs, we think about our arms, we think about our bodies. And we don't actually feel or sense the body as much. This concept level of things is very deeply embedded in our lives. We, you know, like relating to experience like the room and the people in the room and the chairs and the walls. Pretty much I'm relating to this room through concepts. I know that for myself because I've had meditative states where I'm not relating to experience of seeing through concept. And it's pretty much just form and color out there. There's not a lot of things identified. So we're, you know, the concepts are really useful, obviously. I mean, if I were seeing this room just as form and color, it would be kind of confusing if I had to come in here and figure out what was a man and what was a woman and what was a chair every time I came in here. So concepts are really useful, but we mistake the concept for the actual experience. And the concept is a construct that happens in our minds. And when we mistake that concept for reality, and because concept is a construct that happens in our mind, it's actually pretty prone to making mistakes. So when we're relating to the world through that construct of concept, we are relating to experience through this minefield of possible mistakes. So it's very useful to have concepts, but to recognize, okay, I'm relating to experience through concept right now, so that we're not deluded or fooled by this belief that what we are seeing is actually reality. What we're recognizing in terms of concepts is in our mind, is in our brain. That's not something to believe necessarily, but just beginning to explore that. And one beginning place to explore that is through our body. Can we begin to drop into the sensation level experience below the level of concept of body? And there's one more piece I want to bring in around the body, and that is there's kind of the outer surface of the body that has all of these varieties of sensations, you know, heat, coolness, vibration, tingling, pressure. You know, the surface, the skin of the body is an amazing organ, and it has so many receptors and so many ways that it takes in experience. There's another realm of bodily experience that seems a little simpler to me as I feel into it, and that is the inner bodily experience, the visceral terrain, the area of our organs. There's sensation in there too. It's not quite as sensitive, I think. We don't have as many, it's also pretty shielded from other contact. So I think when we cut into the body, like I was just talking to Maureen earlier about having had a shot, and when the needle hit my bone, I felt my bone. There was a lot of pain when that hit. So there are pain receptors inside our body, nerve receptors inside our body. But the general feeling in the body is more kind of diffuse in a way. A kind of an easy way to begin to connect to this is there a sense of softness, openness, ease inside the body? I pointed to this a little bit in the relaxation in the guided meditation. I encourage you to see if you could relax inside your throat, relax your heart, relax your stomach, your intestines. For me, that's when somebody pointed that out to me, that was a big place I could release inside the body. So there's a softening that could happen. And then I could, by contrast, feel a tightening, a tensing, a clenching that can kind of happen in this area. This simple check-in of, is there tightness, tension inside the body or ease, openness inside the body, is a helpful kind of first pass guide for us about whether there's struggle and suffering or ease and relaxation happening. So just as an exploration of this one, just let's start with doing the relaxation again. Close your eyes and check in, you know, see if you can, see if there might be a relaxation in your throat. A softening, a relaxing in your heart and lungs. A softening in your stomach, in your intestines. A and seeing if there can be a softening there, if there's a little sense of the entire inside of the body being kind of soft and squishy. And now seeing if you can keep your attention in that area. Let yourself think about something particularly challenging that's happened in the last week. And what happens inside the body as you bring that thought into your mind? You might feel some contraction. Maybe the heart starts to pound a little bit. There might be some squeezing. Now let go of that thought and feel into the body again. Just feel into the body. There's probably still some lingering sensations going on. And I'm going to ask you to reflect on a couple of words and see how these words impact the inside of your body. Relaxation. Ease. Release. Peace. And opening your eyes. So we have a few minutes, and I'd like to hear if there was anything you noticed in that. Was that, were you able to check in or recognize a kind of an inner sensation level? Any of you able to notice that? No? Okay. Any comments or questions about what I've offered today?
I did, in paying attention to my viscera, there was quite a bit of comfort and warmth. And when you said to think of something negative, my outer armoring in my neck activated. And it wasn't in particular that my innards were uncomfortable. It was something in the structure of my neck activated and the defenses came up.
Okay.
And then I refocused down to my belly, and it was like, oh, but my belly feels pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what's going on up there? So that was interesting.
Okay, so you could feel the inner ease, but for you, when bringing in something difficult, it didn't necessarily contract down your inside. It more brought up an outer armoring.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Great. Great yes. To see that. Uh-huh. Any other comments or questions? Well, let's do a 4-minute guided meditation on the experience of the body. So we'll come from kind of the outside in. So just allowing yourself to get into a as relaxed a posture as you can. and noticing. We'll go through each of the elements. So, earth element. And we'll start with contact, where earth is contacting earth. So the body is contacting the floor in some place, or your chair. So noticing that contact point, perhaps the hardness. You might sense the weight of your body on your buttocks. And maybe going in a little bit, the hardness, the firmness of the bones, the structure of the body. Maybe having the sense of earth, the mass of your body sitting on earth like a mountain. And now moving to air. Maybe starting with the hands, that's often the place where it can be felt, the vibratory quality, pulsing, tingling. You might check in to your lips and see if there's some pulsing or tingling in the area of your lips. And maybe around your lips, your face around your lips, you might notice some sensation of vibration or tingling. And some of you may have a sense of a broader vibratory energy, kind of an energy of life throughout your whole body. And then there's the movement, the air of the breath. As it goes in and out your nostrils. The expansion and contraction of your rib cage. The movement of the rib cage. The movement of the abdomen. All of these are air element. And then touching into whether there's any temperature, experience of warmth or coolness anywhere in your body. You could touch your hand to your cheek and maybe feel some temperature. And moisture. Perhaps noticing the saliva in your mouth. You may have other areas of moisture. I sometimes can get a sense of moisture by connecting to the slipperiness in the inner landscape of the organs. A little more conceptual. Thank you for your attention.